Bob Trezise is a gentleman who knows business in the mid-Michigan area as well as anybody. He was the former director of the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. He's now the head of LEAP. Those two entities may be merging. We want to get Bob's take on this on the morning show. Bob, good morning.
Tony, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Really good. Thanks a lot.
Are you heading up to Mackinac Island again this year?
We are not doing that this year. We're, in fact, part of our new philosophy at LEAP is I think we should do a big party here in Lansing. We should bring consultants here to Lansing and let everybody see the assets that we have here rather than doing that up at Mackinac Island. I think that's where we're going.
That'd be very interesting. Do you see something like that happening in this calendar year?
Definitely. I think that's what we're trying to work for. And we'll work with a number of partners, Lansing Chamber, Convention Visitors Bureau. Let's see if we can put that together.
Well, let us know if you do that. We'd like to partner with you with that.
That'd be great, Tony.
For sure. Well, all right, tell me, it makes sense so with your history with the LEDC that the LEDC merged with LEAP, and it seems like it saved the city some money, yet to get them to the places that they'd like to be when it comes to business and development.
Well, it's going to be exciting to see whether we can put it together. We're in conversations about what the agreement might look like. I do want to clarify a little bit, Tony. It's not a merger or a consolidation. Those wouldn't be the right words to use. It's actually a contract for service, and that's an important distinction to make. The Lansing EDC, their Brownfield Authority, the TIFA Authority, while we would be sort of a management company, if you will, running those operations, all the money, the accounts, the legal statutes, the boards themselves, all remain in place. So you should look at LEAP as more like a management company that would be coming in, not unlike the EDC staff. It's just it won't be the EDC staff now. It could be the LEAP staff. So that's what the framework of the arrangement would look like. And, Tony, this is, you know, something that is not unusual. A lot of other regions do this. They handle both their regional responsibilities but have individual municipal contracts to provide extra service, if you will, to those municipalities, because typically a regional organization has a bigger staff, more capacity, and can do a more comprehensive type of job for that municipality. So we're kind of catching up in a way. Just a recent example, Stark, which is down in Washtenaw County, is actually signed a contract, a very similar kind of contract arrangement, to run all of Livingston County. So, you know, we're just trying to catch up a little bit, and the economy, economic development itself is changing so much as we speak that I think to take Lansing and our region to a whole new level, you know, this sort of arrangement will make a lot of sense, and it saves everybody money.
Would the LEDC still have their own offices?
They will not. There will just be a LEAP office, a LEAP staff, and we will have a contract for service with the city of Lansing.
All right. What are the potential roadblocks for this deal?
I don't know what roadblocks there really are. As I said, we're still in a dialogue and piecing together the numbers, making sure it makes sense, making sure there's cost savings to the city, making sure that we can provide better service, more different service, and better service to the city, but also to the region. In other words, Tony, if the two employees who are left at the Lansing EDC right now come over and become employees of LEAP, we'll be at 9 employees. So the city of Lansing will be purchasing services and getting 9 employees to implement those services. But the region now also gets 9 services, including the new expertise we'll be adding, you know, from the city of Lansing, somebody like Carl Dorschmer, Marcel Smith, who are really, really outstanding talents. The city will get them still, but the region will also enjoy their expertise and vice versa.
All right. And for people who aren't clear, what is LEAP's job?
LEAP's job is to create jobs and wealth and ideas in the 3-county area, Ingham, Eaton, Clinton County, the greater Lansing area. The governor has split the state into 10 regions and put in place sort of in a coordination role a regional economic development entity of each of those 10 regions, and generally has seen each region through that prism. And we have been taking that very seriously and putting together a brand new staff at LEAP with new programming. We have two core missions. develop a new economy division, which is on entrepreneurial spirit, programming, money, to help start up businesses across our entire region in a series of incubators. And including, Tony, I don't know if you know, but has already put a historic agreement in place. We're actually running the TIC, the best-known incubator that is in downtown East Lansing right now, and their staff person, Jeff Smith, is now an employee of LEAP, and LEAP has signed a contract to run that operation also, and it's going very, very well.
How long has that been in place?
Here to create jobs.
How long has that been in place?
We signed the agreement. Well, Jeff Smith and Ken Smusiak both came on January 2nd, and we signed the contract actually 2 weeks ago, but we've been doing it since that early January date. I really want to reshape the region, how we look at economic development. A lot of people have wanted this new phase, a new era for economic development for 20 years, and it looks like it's happening, Tony.
And you had to do some restructuring at LEAP, didn't you?
We really did. You know, LEAP is a very young organization. It's only 5 years old, and we're taking it to a new level. It probably did a lot of marketing before, and I want it to be, obviously, economic development. That's what I want to focus on. That's the new staff that we've hired. We all do economic development. They have incredible credibility and ability. Jeff Smith, Ken Smusiak, Rich Howard, Ray DeWinkle, who's been in Europe chasing prospects the last 3 weeks. You can read his blog on our website, purelansing.com. Economic development is really changing. We did an enormous amount of projects, as you know, in the city of Lansing that I'm so proud of. So many buildings rehabbed, so many properties cleaned up. But that era is shifting a little bit. It's shifting more. How do we rebuild a new foundation, new industry itself in the state of Michigan and in the city and in the region? And that requires a very global or regional outlook, and LEAP is best equipped to provide that kind of vision and competency with staff.
All right, Bob, before I let you go, I know you helped build the plan for the proposed Lansing Casino. Just with all you've heard, all you've seen, especially since you left the city, what's your take?
Well, I told everybody, you know, we spent a year doing due diligence. We went through every scenario to try to make sure that it could work. We engaged two separate attorney firms, one in Washington, D.C., one here locally, to confirm this legal doorway, if you will, and both independently said, yes, you have sound legal grounds. You know, no one will ever say you're going to win, Tony, because you can't predict your federal judge and so forth. So that was one. We decided to move forward then, and we wanted to have enough money left over for a Lansing Promise program. Lo and behold, we hired Upjohn Institute. They do an independent study. Yes, we do have enough money. And the tribe hired the Chrisman Company, built a beautiful building. We wanted it downtown so it could have the greatest economic impact. And primarily, I saw it as a means to an end, which means I wanted to double the convention business and bring in several hotels, which will take our downtown of Lansing to a whole other era. Tony, I told everybody, it's 80-20 that it's going to happen. We went as far as we could. It had to be announced at that point. And I'm very optimistic. I think it's the right thing to do.
Bob, it always seems that it's been a hindrance in downtown Lansing to just have one hotel located down there. I know hands were tied because of an agreement with the Radisson, but it seems like to get more people here, especially to use that convention space, we need more hotels.
Jeff Smith had a great point on my staff the last couple of days. He was reading an article. Hotels bring in a whole nother level of disposable income. Everyone wants to see Whole Foods and these type of, you know, new level of retailers in our downtown, whether it's East Lansing, Eastwood Town Center, or downtown Lansing. And we have a captured population. How do you add new population with a disposable income? Those are people who stay a night or two nights at a convention or at a hotel. And that is why it's so critical. I thought we took downtown as far as we could. It was going to be tough to go much further without new hotels, and a casino seems the only free market way that we can bring hotels downtown, because, as you know, the Radisson agreement that was unfortunately signed by the city a number of years ago prevents most city assistance to a hotel. So You have to just rely on the free market, and that's very tough, unless you have something like a casino, I think.
Bob Trezises, the president and CEO of Leap. Bob, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Tony, anytime. Talk to you soon.